Well, that's a good question. No, I would say that by and large, these opportunities we detected as interesting areas to work in, and then got funding for it from basic research agencies, which by and large give us a lot of freedom to explore what we want to. Okay. It was only, and the times were easier than for funding and so on. But some of the driving factors was I used to work in the MIT mold for the first several years, which I might say it's changed nowadays, but in my days, a professor had a few students working with him. Each of them worked on a different topic. The professor did his own research on yet another topic. And, you know, this went on, and the students talked to each other, but not so much about their work. Each was a different topic. That's how I sort of started at Stanford. But, for example, I realized I had to learn about control theory now. A little harder for me, though I did that. I went and sat in courses and so on. But it's easy for someone to teach you one-on-one. And I began to find that graduate students would teach me one-on-one. And then, so in a few years, we began to follow the pattern that, again, I guess I learned from my colleagues in solid state. They have teams of students working together. And also, I began to realize that it was good to work with students rather than in parallel, which I did. In fact, till I became full professor, because we got a lot more done. And then when there were a team of students, we worked together on an area, we were able to build up a body of knowledge. Okay, so the point is Stanford, lots of good students, and I'm sort of a sucker for good students. So we needed to find funding and problems for them. So that was one of the drivers. But I think since we picked problems or whatever, you know, got attracted to problems, because I've always moved continuously, not discontinuously, that had some attention in the outside world, we could get funding. And for example, VLSI, of course, everyone was hot on that at one time, so there was funding there. And the SDI, is that the name? Star Wars.
Strategic Defense Initiative.
Right, yes, okay. Had money, and our ideas seemed relevant, so we got money from them. There never was enough money to do it, so we had a lot of, it was a busy time. I once, at one time, had a group of 24 people, two secretaries, 15 students, four or five postdocs, and so on. But we got lots of things done. In fact, some companies came out of it, and so on. And that area, the sensor ray processing, is become hot again, because as we were winding down our involvement in it, we began to realize its importance for cellular and mobile communication.